All right, I've got a big update for you. It turns out that one of the possibilities that we've been talking a lot about throughout all the rumors, throughout all the noise, throughout all the fake trade reports, one of the real possibilities is back on the table, and this one might make 49ers fans extremely happy. The 49ers are pushing to get a Brandon Ayuk deal done. Tom Pelissero reports that after months of speculation, sporadic negotiations, and recent trade talks, the 49ers are pushing to get a deal done that keeps Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco for the long haul. Nothing done, but things are finally moving. Jordan Schultz reported something similar. He said, 49ers star wide receiver Brandon Ayuk recently had a sit-down meeting with Kyle Shanahan and others in the organization where some open and candid thoughts were expressed. And that's in quotes. That's an interesting way to put it. Might have been a meeting without a filter. The two sides have since restarted negotiations on a long-term deal, and there is some optimism that Ayuk could remain in San Francisco. Situation remains very fluid, but a sudden development. I wouldn't say it's that sudden. I mean, Ayuk remaining with the 49ers has always been near the top of the list of possibilities, maybe even the most probable option. It's been a fluid, volatile situation, so we haven't been able to assign a clear favorite. I get that. But it's always been reasonable that the 49ers would not want to jettison a really good receiver who has amazing rapport with Brock Purdy in win-now year. Sometimes things have to get worse to get better, right? The negotiations weren't really coming along. The 49ers have a budget. I talked about this budget yesterday. They have precedent to uphold. Last year, it was tough because Nick Bosa won that negotiation against them. So they were caught in between a rock and a hard place, and they're still caught in between that rock and a hard place, but it's been in their incentive to work it out with Brandon Ayuk on this team. Work it out with Brandon Ayuk. And if you can't work it out with him, then, find a way to either get compensation for him leaving that is fair for the type of player that he is, or just force him to play in 2024 at $14.1 million because he's already been under contract. Now, though, it seems that a more optimal solution for both parties, because the 49ers would get more control over Brandon Ayuk's cap hits moving forward if they can find a long-term deal with him, seems like a more optimal win-win solution is back on the table. After for at least a few days, it seemed like that ship might have sailed, but it only temporarily sailed. Sometimes things have to get worse to get better. So the 49ers back at the table with Brandon Ayuk. Now the team is about to take off to Nashville or already in the air to Nashville. If we want to be really crazy about it, we can open up FlightAware and look at the flight tracker, SJC to BNA. We did that in the past, but we don't have to do that right now. I'm just guessing that the 49ers are traveling. It would surprise me if Brandon Ayuk were traveling with them. So I'm guessing that this meeting that they had with Brandon Ayuk happened shortly before they took off, or at some point over the last 24 hours, because they wanted to make sure that they left to the central time zone with some progress having been made. As far as timing to actually get something done, well, the contract people could still be working on this right now, even if the team is flying. So you've always got to keep your ears peeled and ready for potential news. It is August 9th. I will tell you one thing. The 49ers did not want this to stretch out like the Nick Bosa situation last year. He didn't sign until a couple days before the start of the regular season, and he ended up acknowledging that that negatively impacted his play in the regular season. For Brandon Ayuk, it's probably even more important to be in training camp because you've got to build rapport with Brock Purdy. It's inevitably going to hurt how things work in the regular season if Brandon Ayuk is not in training camp. He hasn't missed a critical amount of training camp yet. I mean, he's a veteran. He has the pre-existing rapport with Purdy. It's only August 9th. So if you can get him out there fairly soon, I've always looked at the joint practices against the Saints. Those are going to be happening next week in Irvine. I've always looked at those as kind of the mark, the line in the sand. Before that, if Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams don't show up, not that huge of a deal. But if they're not with the team after the joint practices with the Saints, that's when their absences can start hurting the 49ers in the regular season. So either way, the 49ers wanted to avoid the protracted this long contract negotiation that would impact how they performed in the 2024 season. That is what the 49ers have wanted to avoid. And I think if we look at what happened here over the course of the past few days, this is the 49ers trying to break the logjam. This is the 49ers trying to free the traffic jam, trying to shake things loose, get some movement, right? Some movement. And it's like, okay, if Ayuk is unwilling to meet them at their price, obviously they have a strict budget, and they have that budget for very good reasons. They're trying to pay Brock Purdy next year. They're building their financial plan around being able to reward the most important player on this team, and that's Brock Purdy in 2024. So if the 49ers have a limit and Brandon Ayuk was unwilling to reach them at the limit, they said, okay, fine. You requested a trade. You might have been bluffing, but we'll call your bluff. Do you want to be traded? Here's New England. You can go into, you know, NFL Siberia in New England. You could put it that way. You want to go to New England. And Brandon Ayuk said no. They said $32 million per year. Obviously, it's hard to judge the deal only on the APY, but Ayuk wasn't interested in New England's offer. So turned out that it looked like he wanted to maybe stay with the 49ers. There's been talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers throughout this whole thing, but there's never been anything, I think, overt that's been like, oh, Brandon Ayuk would rather play in Pittsburgh than San Francisco. No, it's just been a bunch of confusing mixed signals here and there. So the 49ers wanted to cut to the bottom of it, and they said, fine, here are the trade options. It's unclear whether one was agreed to or not by Ayuk with the Steelers, but the bottom line is there was a guardrail there. The 49ers would have had to agree too. That's compensation from Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh was not willing to send what the 49ers would need to make shipping Ayuk away worthwhile. So you basically forced movement, and in a way, you might have been able to force Ayuk into a box when he said, no, I don't want to be traded to New England, because you also have the first preseason game tomorrow against the Tennessee Titans, where the 49ers could theoretically begin fining Brandon Ayuk game checks, and that's $785,000. Game check for him is that big this year out of the $14.1 million base salary. You divide that by 18. The CBA allows teams to fine a player. It's up to the team's discretion, but you can fine a player up to the amount of a game check. So the 49ers could have strategically done this. They could have strategically called the trade request bluff, done a lot of the trade request talking, obviously consider doing that themselves because they needed to. You know, with Brandon Ayuk not sure what he wanted to do, and with nothing moving forward, at a reasonable level, creating stress for the team, the 49ers had to explore their options to see if there could be a worthwhile trade return. But whatever their thoughts were about all the trade talks, those set things in motion this week. They forced some action. And then on the back end of the week, with the potential fines starting in the game tomorrow, if Brandon Ayuk was unable to play, they theoretically could have put Brandon Ayuk into a box where it's like, okay, we want to see movement. We want to see some positive signs here that you can engage with us, and we could start actively talking about things, actively talking about this contract. Otherwise, we can start laying the fines down. That's just my theory. I'm not sure about that fine part. I do know that the 49ers had the power to do that within the CBA. So when you look at leverage and you talk about leverage being what teams can credibly threaten to do and what players can credibly threaten to do, that's what the 49ers could credibly threaten to do. Those negotiations, right? It's bluffs, it's feints, it's who means what? What can each side credibly do? And the 49ers have obviously had the leverage in this situation, and they decided to use some of it this week when they did get the ball rolling. So this is where we stand now. The 49ers are pushing to get a Brandon Ayuk deal done. If they do get a deal done, I think, and I wrote this months ago at this point already when I crafted my own contract for Brandon Ayuk, where I showed you the signing bonus and option bonus money. I'll open that up here in a second. Why don't we open up what Brandon Ayuk's 49ers contract might look like, because I think this is a good time to return to that. So this was the piece up on The Athletic. What Brandon Ayuk's potential new contract with the 49ers might look like. And then if we scroll down, these were the top receiver contracts at the time that I wrote this. I got to find, here it is, the actual contract structure. This is up on the Athletic. This is how the 49ers and Ayuk may be able to thread the needle. Minimum base salaries early on, a prorated signing bonus of about $30 million that stretches out over the course of 5 years against the cap. So you could actually lower Brandon Ayuk's cap hit in 2024 by about $6 million from $14 to $8 million. And then the 49ers have been doing these second and even third bonuses at times. These are guaranteed option bonuses that stretch out into future years, just like the prorated signing bonus does. So my contract for Brandon Ayuk came out to $25.7 million per year, about $26 million per year, but it gave him enough fully guaranteed money to make up for the lower APY. If he could stomach the lower APY, if it's not a vanity number for Brandon Ayuk, then this kind of deal I think would be really appealing to him, because it's got like about $50 million in fully guaranteed money, which would put him near the very top of the receiver market, behind Jefferson, maybe a little bit behind Tyreek Hill. That's how you can execute a win-win. That's how you can make Brandon Ayuk part of the next core in San Francisco, right? There's the core that we see right now, and George Kittle's part of it. Maybe George Kittle resigns. Maybe he could have a Travis Kelce-like career. He can get another contract with the 49ers. Debo Samuel. I wouldn't be surprised if they kept Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk past the 2024 season. So, we'll just see what the longevity is on some of these players. But Bosa's obviously part of the next core because he signed such a long deal with the 49ers. But Ayuk has a chance to really be part of that next generation that's going to be anchored on the offensive side by Brock Purdy. I'm ordering an Uber right now because I'm going to the Lombardi Lounge meetup. If you're in Nashville, this is where it's at. And I just have to get the ride ordered. So why don't you put your questions into the comment section? Great timing here from the 49ers right before they fly out to Nashville, right before we're about to head in for the meetup. Great timing with the news coming through. We're ordering a Lyft, not an Uber. The Lyft rate is better. So toss in your questions. We'll talk about this latest development. I'm opening it up for a 49ers Q&A. I could put the contract there or the contract proposal in front of you. That's the one that I made. This obviously happened a few months ago when I wrote this article, but I think that a similar structure, similar principles stand. The 49ers have been standing on principle, and standing on principle has gotten Brandon Ayuk to come back to the table. And I guarantee you that it's close to the 49ers' terms because they have that leverage in this negotiation. All right, I think this Uber is, or this Lyft is being ordered, and I'm ready to answer some of your questions. Let's go for this. Mike asks, what is the overall 49ers cap situation? That's a great question, and it's one that I can answer for you right now. This is, you need to look at it on a 53-man basis. Over the cap does great work, but we need more context, and that's why I maintain my sheet, which is right here. $23.6 million on a 53-man projection for the 49ers this year. 2025, $22.5 million. Unused salary cap space is going to move from season to season. I currently have Ayuk on the 49ers budget for 2024 at the $14.1 million. If you can lower his cap hit, as you can see here, to about $8 million, all of a sudden, the 49ers will have about $30 million of space once they cut down their 53-man roster. So then you would carry over whatever left over from the $30 million to next season. So say that you carried over $25 million after an Ayuk extension to next season. Then you'd have close to $45 million in cap space in a season where you have to pay Brock Purdy and fill out the rest of your roster. That is what salary cap sustainability looks like. That's why I've been saying throughout the course of this offseason that, yes, the 49ers can afford Brandon Ayuk, but they have to stick close to their numbers. They cannot be dragged in this negotiation. They did not win the Nick Bosa negotiation last season, and that one lasted up until right until the very end, right until the deadline of the regular season. because they did not win that negotiation, they're put into a little bit tighter of a box in this Brandon Ayuk negotiation, especially with Brock Purdy happening next year. So the 49ers have had to stay firm to their conviction here. They can't just, they can't just go wildly off of their number by $2, $3, $4, $5 million per year, because that's what's going to get them in trouble as far as cap hell goes down the line, since they probably already crossed their threshold for the Bosa negotiation when they didn't have nearly as much leverage last year. So the 49ers have played hardball. We've talked through the course of the week how they played hardball. That was the focus of my shows over the past two nights. And now they have Brandon Ayuk back at the negotiating table. We've got 13 minutes until the ride is here. I have to let Margo know. Just texted her. 13 minutes. All right, we got some more questions. What is Christian McCaffrey's return timetable? 2 weeks from the time of the calf strain to practice. He's not going to play in the preseason games. No need for Christian to play in those preseason games. So he'll be back in a couple weeks. I would say at this point, maybe about 10 days from now. So probably around August 19th, right after those joint practices with the Saints. Being Butterfly says, protect the team is the prime directive. Absolutely. That's what the 49ers have had to do. I talked about it a lot last night. Kyle Shanahan said, you know, entering this maelstrom of a week, calculated and prepared. That was his mood. And it shows. The 49ers have been calculated. They've been prepared to go through the storm. They have more highly paid players than any other team in the NFL. So they've been through these negotiations. One hasn't gotten as weird as this one, but let's be honest, it takes two to tango. The 49ers had a contract offer out in April. I think they probably even had one out in May. Brandon Ayuk didn't sign it. And then the Amon-Ra St. Brown deal came in, and the numbers that the 49ers had for Ayuk all of a sudden weren't as enticing to Brandon Ayuk. And then the Justin Jefferson deal added more negotiation polarization, and it led to just this sporadic flow of communication between the two parties. They had the meeting last month, but even though the media said that meeting went well, even though that was the official word coming out of the meeting, it obviously didn't go great, didn't yield anything that we could write about as far as an agreement right now, but it looks like there's a chance for positive developments in the form of a contract negotiation here moving forward. That's what Shanahan said. I talked about game theory the other day and the prisoner's dilemma. If only Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers could find a way to communicate, they could find a way to break through the prisoner's dilemma that they faced. Let's go back to that. This is actually perfect for the time. They could find their Nash equilibrium. That was one of my main points. Here's your prisoner's dilemma Wikipedia. This was the line. The prisoner's dilemma models many real-world situations involving strategic behavior. In casual usage, the label prisoner's dilemma may be applied to any situation in which two entities could gain important benefits from cooperating or suffer from failing to do so, but find it difficult or expensive to coordinate their activities. The 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, they've found it difficult and expensive to coordinate their activities. There's no doubt about that, but it sounds like they're doing better job coordinating their activities. So that's game theory for you. That's the prisoner's dilemma. And the way to solve it is Nash equilibrium, which is contingent on cooperation. And that cooperation, well, it certainly does appear that it is happening right now. This, again, from Jordan Schultz, who says that Ayuk recently had a sit-down meeting with Kyle Shanahan and others in the organization where some open and candid thoughts were expressed. Remember, this week the 49ers can fine Ayuk up to $784,000 for the missed preseason game. But I think that if a meeting went well, if negotiations are back on track, the 49ers can call off the dogs as far as any potential fines might go. I don't know if they're ever planning to do that, but they did potentially have a box they could put Brandon Ayuk in this week between the declined trade request, declined by the guy who requested it, which is funny. Ayuk is the one who requested it, but it turned out that he was probably bluffing at least partially bluffing because he didn't want to go to New England. So you call the bluff if you're the 49ers, and then you have the enforcement mechanism of a fine at the end of the week. Week starts with calling a bluff. Week ends with a potential fine. To me, that makes sense. To me, that timeline makes sense. That's the 49ers really trying to make sure that they get movement in a positive direction this week to minimize the chances of this dragging on like the Nick Bosa situation. All right, I'm going back to some more questions. Who to, somebody say, be a caving? Well, we'll see. I mean, he's coming to the, he doesn't have the leverage in this situation. So he's got to, if he wants to make some money this year, then he's got to come to the table at some point with the 49ers, maybe not the negotiating table, but the playing table. So let's just wait to see what the actual negotiation yields. But I think it is going as many could have predicted that it would have gone at this moment. We do have a reaction video to Logan Thomas being released. You can go check it out. This is about Brandon Ayuk, though. No, I do not think that a Trent Williams retirement is incoming. I think a Trent Williams contract is incoming for the 49ers. Answering your questions. Let's go. Got 9 minutes until the lift is here. Go for broke. Way too many takes on Brandon Ayuk for my taste. Mine too. That's why we've always narrowed this down to the three options, right? Option one was 49ers, stare down, wait for Brandon Ayuk to be like, okay, I'll come closer to your numbers because the 49ers had that take it or leave it on the table. Maybe they sweetened the pot a bit. That was option number two. Sweeten the pot a tiny bit to make this move forward. Maybe that's what it will take to get this done in an earlier amount of time instead of taking all the way to September, which the 49ers want to avoid. Or option three was the trade. And the trade was the least likely throughout this entire process. No matter how much people wanted the trade to happen, how much they wanted to push the rumors and do all this, there was always a really good chance that the trade was just a negotiating tactic for the 49ers to break the impasse, to speed this along, to call the bluff of the request. Because Ayuk requested the trade, even though he'd been saying all offseason that he wanted to stay with the 49ers. So at the end of the day, the business has to protect itself. The business has to operate in adherence to its budget. If they determine that this is how much they can pay Brandon Ayuk and they compromise their future dealings by going over that number because it is a hard-capped league and they have leverage in the salary negotiation for a player, they need to hold firm on principle in that negotiation so they could keep the negotiation near their number. Last year, the 49ers did not keep the Bosa negotiation close enough to their number. And the reason that happened is because Bosa had more leverage than they did in those negotiations. So now they have to make up for it, especially ahead of a negotiation next season in which the 49ers, again, will not have leverage. Brock Purdy, the quarterback, is going to have leverage over San Francisco if he continues playing at an MVP caliber level. And you want him to continue playing at an MVP caliber level. It's a problem that you would like to have if you are the 49ers. And that problem, you can create it for yourself, the problem that you want to have by having the best offense possible surrounding Brock Purdy and have that best offense possible attend practice over training camp. And that means that you want to get Brandon Ayuk and this contract situation resolved as quickly as possible. And that it appears that the 49ers have been able to make progress on that front. I will keep you very updated. I'm off to the Omni right now. Those of you in the Nashville area, it's Barline's Bar at the Omni Hotel, 5 p.m. Come check it out. We'll talk about Brandon Ayuk. We'll talk about a potential contract. But a nice little piece of news so we have some food for discussion moving forward. All right, 49ers on their way to Tennessee. We'll talk to everybody soon.